with SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is defending his deployment of National Guard troops in Los Angeles.
We're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart.
In Los Angeles, ICE said it arrested 118 people who it claims are in the U.S. illegally, including five alleged gang members and others with criminal histories. The activity from ICE sparked protest in the city. Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonald says authorities will not tolerate violent, destructive behavior from the protesters.
An act of violence, whether toward officers, demonstrators, or the public, will be met with swift and lawful action. Our goal is to maintain order without escalating conflict and to protect everybody's right to safety.
President Trump wrote that Governor Gavin Newsom and Mayor Karen Bass should thank him. He accused them of being untruthful for saying National Guard troops were not necessary. High-level delegations from the U.S. and China meeting in London for trade talks.
China wants better access to the software to make chips because in the future it wants to be independent in this area, and the U.S. has been blocking China's access to these chips. What the U.S. wants from China is better access to its rare earths to be used in, say, vehicle manufacturing. But in terms of these talks, we are guessing, really. We don't have an agenda. But the fact that these two very high-powered negotiating teams are having these talks, that is at least a step in the right direction.
That's BBC correspondent Stephen McDonald. Prison escapee Grant Hardin, known as the Devil in the Ozarks, has been captured and transferred to a supermax prison southeast of Little Rock. He'd been on the run for nearly 2 weeks. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 93 points, the NASDAQ adding 85. This is SRN News. Bad news from Cuba.
Christian Solidarity Worldwide reports that the communist government on the island nation is in the midst of a crackdown on religious freedom. Both registered churches and unregistered ones are being targeted with harassment and surveillance. There was a period after the turn of the 21st century when it appeared that Cuban authorities were going to relax the repression and leave Christians alone, but since then they've done an about-face. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court continues to enhance its reputation as a defender of religious freedom. Last week, liberals and conservatives joined together in finding that a Catholic charity in Wisconsin can't be required to pay unemployment taxes when other religious groups are exempt. The High Court said the state's tax decisions created an advantage for groups with more overtly religious tone in their daily work. That's a violation of the First Amendment. This is SRN News. Iran warns that it might reduce cooperation with the UN's nuclear watchdog should a resolution citing its noncompliance pass today at a meeting of the board's governors.
The resolution, if passed, would accuse Iran of being in noncompliance for the first time in almost 20 years. It would also carry the threat of an eventual referral to the UN Security Council. It follows a report from the IAEA last week, which cited a general lack of cooperation from Iran and raised concerns over secret atomic work and undeclared nuclear material in areas which have long been under investigation.
BBC correspondent Bethany Bell. A 6.3 magnitude earthquake has struck central Colombia. No casualties or destruction has been reported. It happened 8 a.m. local time Sunday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.